look high. You look high. What's wrong with you? I look high. You look high. What's wrong with you? Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I can't live no other way. You can't live no other way but to praise the Lord. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is, are you willing? Are you willing? And our scripture comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me invite you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the Morning Motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, on my website, feelthefire.com. Or even better, just follow the podcast and you will have the link to the recording text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can follow by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Well, all of that information, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests, as well as your testimonies and learn more about me, is on the website. That's feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. I am reading from the KJV. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Sichem, into the plain of Moriah. And the Canaanite was then in the land. Our last verse. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Praise the Lord for the reading of God's word, brothers and sisters. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Are you willing, glory, to get to where God has ordained for you to go? You got to be willing to travel to where you've never been. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, that I just read unto you, God was speaking to Abram, whose name had not yet been changed to Abraham. And the first thing that the Lord told Abram to do in this chapter was to get away from everything and everyone that is familiar to Abram. In other words, I need you to move out of your comfort zone. He said, get out of your country. But I don't just need you to get out of your country. I need you to get away from your kindred. I need you to get away from your father's house. And I need you to go to a place that I'm going to show you. In other words, it's not somewhere you've already been. It's not somewhere that you already know other people or that you already know, you know, where the restaurant is. You already know where the hangout is. No, 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 no. I need to do something for you and in you. And in order to do that, I got to move you out of your comfort zone, Abram. Are you willing? Then the Lord said, after you have done what I just said, Abram, then I'll make of you a great nation. Then I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. Not only that, I'll make you able to be a blessing to others. And then I will bless them that bless you. But listen up, Abram. Not only will I do all of those things which are favorable for you and toward you, but I will even curse the person that curses you. I will allow you, in other words, I will cause and establish you to be victorious even against your enemy, if you will be willing, Abram, to do what I said do. So we learn then that Abram was willing. Why? Because the Bible said he departed. But check this out. When Abram departed, he didn't leave anything back in the place that God told him to leave, to cause him, you know, to want to linger between two opinions, to cause him to want to have one foot in the new place and one foot in the old place. He got his wife, Sarai. Her name had not yet been changed to Sarah. He got his nephew. He got all the people of his household. He got everything he owned, and he departed. See, sometimes we will say that we're willing, but we're not wholeheartedly vested in being willing. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to leave this adulterous relationship. I'm willing to stop cheating, or I'm willing to stop fornicating. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to leave this old place that you told me so that I can get something new. But let me just leave my toothbrush over there. Let me leave some earrings over there. Let me leave a wallet over there. Let me leave something that will cause me to have to go back and, you know, just dip in the water there one more time. See, you must be willing. When you are willing, that means wholeheartedly you are vested and invested in doing what God said do, because you understand that this is taking you to a certain end, and that end being something favorable for you. But are you willing? And then notice that it told us that after Abram had gathered everything together, before he could actually get to the place, the new land that God was showing unto him, he first had to pass through some other lands. You see, when God is saying to you to do something, when God is giving us instruction, he doesn't always just immediately transport us from the here to that future or better place. He doesn't always just immediately beam you up, Scotty, from point A to point B. No, sometimes in order to get to point B, you got to travel through some things. You got to go through some hardships. You got to go through some strange and foreign places to get to the place ordained for you in life. Are you willing today? See, some of us won't go because we want everything to be easy. Some of us are unwilling because we don't want to have to fight for anything. We don't want to have to struggle. But you know, there's a saying that says, no pain, no gain, no sacrifice, no glory. You got to be willing to go through the hard times, because the hard times are what develops you into the person who's now ready to take on the promise. Everything that you have gone through was nothing but preparation. It was nothing but sanding you down. It was nothing but polishing all the rough edges. It was nothing but iron, sharpening iron to get you to the place where when you receive what God has for you, you are ready, 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 because your mind has been changed. The way you see yourself has changed. The way you value yourself has changed. The way you carry yourself has changed. The way you walk and talk has changed. You now see yourself as the righteousness of God in Christ, and because of that, you are unwilling to allow everyone and everything back into your life. When you are willing, glory, then God can bless you. Then God can make of you a great nation. Then God will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you, when you are willing. Ooh, you got to trust him. Then in that last verse, it said Abram got to the place where he was supposed to be, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. See, this is what happens when you are willing. God not only blesses you, but he blesses your children and your children's children and your children's children's children and your children's 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 children. It just keeps on going. The blessings just keep on accumulating. God keeps on doing great things because you were willing to move out of your comfort zone. You were willing to take a risk. You were willing to do something different. Insanity is doing the same thing, but expect a different result. Are you willing to go where you've never gone to get what you've never had? Are you willing to travel where you've never been, to leave where you've always lived, subpar, settling for less? Are you willing to trust God? Are you willing to follow God? Are you willing today? Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 43:19, the word says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In other words, God knows what he's doing. Are you willing? If he said it, he must accomplish it. There is no failure in him. There is no lie in him. Are you willing? It doesn't have to be the way you ordained it, the way you planned it out, because it said in that word I just read you in 1 Corinthians, he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Quit trying to figure God out. Quit trying to tell God what to do. Quit trying to do it your way. Now, this does not mean that you don't plan. It doesn't mean that you don't prepare, but it means that all your plans ultimately must be submitted to the will of God. Are you willing today? Are you willing, brothers and sisters, so that you can eat the good of the land? Are you willing, brothers and sisters, so that you can see things you've never seen before? Are you willing to live the best of life? Are you willing to have the best in life? Are you willing to get a passport to go out of the country if you've never been out of the country? Are you willing to go outside of your state if you've never been outside of your state? Are you willing to do something different? Are you willing for you and your spouse to just spend some time with one another and get that spark going like you've never done? Are you willing to be on the honor roll in school? Are you willing today? Are you willing to be a good member and follower at church? Are you willing to start the ministry or the business that God told you? Are you willing today? What is it that you're willing to do to get to where you've never been, but what has been ordained for you all along? Glory, we got to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah to your name. Father, we say today that we are willing, Lord. We say that we are willing, Father, to do what you said do, when you said do it, how you said do it, the way you said do it, to whom you said do it. We are willing today, Father. We are willing, Lord, to leave out of our comfort zone, to take a risk, to do something new, to do things we've never done, to say things we've never said. We are willing today, Lord. We are willing, Father, to be blessed. We are willing to be the head and not the tail. We are willing, Father, to do new things. We are willing today, Lord. We are willing to eat the good of the land because we're willing to step out of our comfort zone. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening now. I ask you to bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. You are that God. Come in and make ways out of no way. You are that God. Come in and do miracles. You are that same God that did miracles way back then. You are the same God, the same God, the same God. And you have no respect for persons. Now, Father, do a new thing. Strengthen us where we're weak so we'll be willing to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Say, I am willing. Say it again. I am willing to do something new today. Say, I'm willing to do something new today. Glory, glory, glory. Our time is almost run. So our topic for today is, are you willing? Your task for today is to open yourself up to the Lord so that you hear from him and you do what God told you to do, because you understand it's so that you can receive the promise. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Live. Remember, go to feeldfire.com and send me your prayer requests and your testimonies. That's FeeldFire.com. And join the family following the show by texting MM to phone number 33222. No pain, no gain. Are you willing today?
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.